Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, we are live. It is Direct Mail Monday, February 5th, 2018. Congratulations to the Philadelphia Eagles and all their fans and all my friends and family back east in Philadelphia that are partying their brains out with the upset victory and all of that. And I have bookmarked the page, but I haven't even watched all the commercials yet. So I guess I'll have something on that coming up in a few days. Certainly not watching any NFL games anymore, but commercials are fun to watch. I mean, that's why they make them. They certainly don't make them to make money, because that would be silly, because they don't. But they do make them to entertain, and then hoping that because we entertain, people will make some money. It's a crazy way to run a business, but big companies can do that. They're not like us, small business owners, who every dollar means something to us. They got millions and billions of dollars to just throw around, so they entertain us and hope, therefore, we like them and we buy their stuff. So I'll watch the ads and see how entertaining and informative and whatever they are. I haven't even done that yet. Or the halftime show. I'm sure somebody put it onto YouTube, so I guess I can go and watch that too if I want. But anyway, for today, it is Direct Mail Monday. So I'm going to talk about five pieces I received in the mail over the past week. First, I share the rhino of the day. And is this rhino out of Scott Alexander's book, Advanced Rhinocerology? Coming up on page 17, the rhino that says it's fun being a rhinoceros, because it is. It's just fun being a rhino. Beats the crap out of the alternative, as Scott explains, of being a cow, which means you are on a farm with a master telling you when to do what and what to do and where to live, and that's about it. And you never leave, and you never have any adventures and do anything. And, you know, but you're a good, hard-working, producing whatever you do, and then you die, and that's it. But the rhinos, every day can be craziness. Today certainly fits that bill. All kinds of mysterious emergency situations popping up and showing me what a fool I was to think I had a plan for the day and what I wanted to accomplish when all kinds of other things came in. But actually, that's my bigger vision, is helping my clients to get through the ups and downs in their businesses. And so that is actually my overall plan. But on days where I'm not bombarded one after the other with earth-breaking situations from clients, which are always fun, I get to do some stuff for myself. So maybe the stuff I had planned to do today for my own business, I will be doing tomorrow. But I digress. Today being Direct Mail Monday, let's get right to the five pieces. First of all, the first two are kind of quick and easy. If you've been following my saga over the past few months with AARP, somebody's doing the likes here. Jerdog. Crap, Jerdog. You were somebody I said I'd get back to you today, and when I was going to, kind of hell broke loose here, and I will get to you tomorrow. In fact, of course, it's on my list, and I will do it tomorrow. Yes, don't we love Direct Mail Monday? Because it's actual real-life stuff here that I'm going to critique on the fly, and let's have some fun with it. I also love when I get input from you guys here, so let's see if we can get that. If you've been following my saga with my AARP, this thing is just great, marketing education. I mean, you have to be, I think I was 48 or 49 when they started marketing to me, because you got to be at least 50 to join, and they started softening the beachhead and warming me up. But then I became a member. Then I let my membership lapse, and therefore got all the, hey, you got to renew, you got to renew. Time is running out, you got to renew. And then it's like, we want you back, we want you back. And they were still sending me conflicting messages after I had renewed or rejoined with, hey, you canceled, we want you back, versus, hey, welcome back. They hadn't gotten that in the system. I think they now understand that I'm with them, because look what we received. Steve and Michelle, your new membership cards are here. So here they are. So if you do membership cards or anything to members, the windowed envelope is a great way to deliver something somebody has asked for. Here is your paid subscription, whatever. It's something they paid for. That's when the window envelope is great. Most direct mail, I don't recommend the window envelope. I recommend the sneak up approach, the you got to open it to see what's in it approach. Certainly there are people that won't open it no matter what you do on the envelope, but just as well, because they weren't going to buy anyway. They weren't going to respond to your message if they wouldn't even open up the envelope to read it, right? So I've increased the participation and therefore the investment that the would-be participant, the reader, has already put into something. When it's mailed in an envelope, then they're more likely to continue to read through it because they're like, oh, I went through the trouble opening this. Now I should read it. So I like the envelope approach, not with the window, to someone that hasn't paid for something. But someone who has paid, nice. And it's interesting, though, that they say your membership cards are here, but they don't show them. Couldn't they have the membership cards showing through here? I mean, I can feel the thing. I feel there's actually, yeah, I do feel two plastic type of cards, as if like you need a membership card. Ooh, I mean AARP. Ooh, see inside for your card. So there it is, and I guess someday I'll see inside of that. And then the other thing I get that tells me now they know I'm a member is, lo and behold, guess what? We want to sell you life insurance. Of course, doesn't say that. You don't want to say that on the envelope. We want to sell you X. You say life insurance rates, and then you put the name. See, so this is called variable printing. So the name here will be different on every envelope, my name and address, and then might as well, since the print computer or whatever's doing the printing now already has my name, might as well use it again. People love their name. So instead of just saying life insurance rates enclosed, why not add in the person's name? If you're a fan of Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People, is that not the first chapter of the book? Man, I gave my book away, and I haven't reread it in a while, which is crazy. I used to read it all the time. I think the very first chapter was you attract more bees with honey, and the most pleasant-sounding word in the world to each person is their own name. So you want to use their name. If you use it on the outside of the envelope, that's smart. I have a feeling if I open this up, which I guess I will, because here we are on the fly. Let's open it. They're going to use my name again on the inside. I've gone out on a limb there. Possibly they won't anymore and just send me a form letter. They have the return postage paid envelope. Always smart to include the postage paid. By the way, in case you didn't know, if you haven't done this, you get the stamp, the insignia, you register for it, but you don't pay for this envelope unless it is returned. So once it goes through the mail, this barcode is read, and your account, your address, postage will be paid by addressee, will be paid only if it's dropped in the mail. Then I pay. So back in the day, I used to, my first multi-million-dollar business, I was did a lot of mail order, and I would mail out envelopes, and I'd put a stamp on it. Well, it's kind of crazy because the stamp, if it doesn't come back, you're still paid for the stamp. This way, you're not paying unless it's returned, and you're paying a reduced rate based on the number. That's the way it used to be. You paid based on the bulk, based on the number that come back, you're paying a reduced rate. So smart to enclose that. And also have multiple means of response, we call it. So hopefully in here they will also have a phone number to call, a website to go to. So three different ways to respond. Apparently, clearly, I'm guessing, they have something where I can respond by mail in the envelope, but I'm guessing they will also have a phone number to call and a website to go to, and let's see what they have. So sure enough, yeah, there it is. Very smart. Variable printing on the inside. They have life insurance offer exclusively for a member, and there's my name and my age. So very smart, as if it is prepared for me, because I guess it is, because based on your age is how much you pay for insurance. So they could say on here with lazy companies, lazy direct mail people or marketers of any kind, put on here a table, a chart, and they'll just say, in fact, there it is on the back. While I'm looking at the camera and reading this, out of the corner of my eye, I was seeing the chart, and sure enough, there it is. Okay, men at issue age from 45 to 49, 50 to 54, pay this much, blah, blah, blah. Well, there it is. Since I'm 57, boom, I can get 100 grand paying 79 a month. Let's see if that comports with on the back. 57 fits in here. I get 100 grand for 79 a month. There it is. So they have personalized it by taking that chart and personalizing information on the front. How could this work for you? Let's say you're a heating and air guy. You know when everyone, hopefully, you have it in a database, and if not, you have it on slips of paper, receipts, I guess. Put them into a database, for crying out loud. Take advantage of the data that you have. And you know when they bought their air conditioning unit. So let's just say they bought a Trane Model 4267 on June 12th of 2005. wow, it's 2018, right? 2008, and it's been 10 years, and so you enclose a sample article from the Journal of whatever that says 10 years is the optimal time you need to change your heating and air unit because it's about to cost you more money in monthly bills, and it's about to break down, and that'll be expensive, and blah, 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 and then you'll be freezing cold or boiling hot or whatever it is in the time of year, and so we'll give you a special deal, blah, blah, blah. But including that variable information helps you make that sale. You say, look, you purchased, dear, you know, Steve Cypress, you purchased your Train Model 4273, or whatever I said, on June 12th, 2008, or whatever I said, and therefore, blah, 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 blah. See, it helps to personalize, to make the sale, take advantage with modern technology. Technology is there. So then again, my name, Mr. Cypress. You can insure your family and protect your family for only $20 a month for the 10 grand, which again, if I looked at the chart and for some reason I only wanted $10,000 worth of insurance, $20 a month, boom. So they put the variable information from the back, and look at that. That $20 a month is equivalent to going to the movies, because it is, $10 a ticket. In fact, then you get popcorn. I mean, it's more than that. So, you know, it's $40 to go to 30, whatever, eating out. Magazine subscription, yeah, sure. This is known as comparing apples to oranges. You want to compare apples to oranges. You want to minimize the cost of whatever you're selling by comparing it to something minimal. So, for instance, I used to sell a coaching program that was $500 a month, and I think in my direct mail piece to sell it, it said something like, that's like buying a cup of coffee in Starbucks every day, or something like that, because it was like $16 a day. It was like two cups of Starbucks coffee, or it was a cup of Starbucks and a donut. It was something like that. And so I was comparing something so trivial, every day you don't even think about, $16 in Starbucks for a couple of coffees and a couple of donuts. However, you could have my personal coaching for that. You can't anymore, so don't even think about it. But back then, you know, I had a lower rate, and people could actually get my help and made millions of dollars and got to invest a cup of coffee to do it. So that's very smart. And then we have the letter. It's interesting. They have nothing on the back of that one. I would question that move. I mean, you're paying for the paper. Paper's expensive. Ink is cheap. Okay, that's a saying in the direct mail world. Paper is expensive. Ink is cheap. If you're paying to print and then mail this piece of paper that weighs a certain amount, so you can only put a certain number of pages in your package to keep it under 1 ounce, 2 ounces, like you got that piece of paper, make better use of it. At the very least, which one? They could have put just put a whole bunch of testimonials on the back. Just put, here's what some people say about our AARP life insurance. Boom. Then they have explaining the benefits, and then they have those charts. Oh, look at that. Wow, that is motivating. Save $12 a year, a $1 a month discount for doing something. Oh, when I have an automatic deduction, I save a dollar. I don't even understand this. Oh, over any rate? Oh, I see. So if I'm whatever age that I'm paying this $409 a month, I would save a dollar by having it automatically deducted, a 0.25% savings, which would really motivate me. Amazing. But why not? That motivates even one person. Again, you're just printing it on there. If it motivates one person, great. Okay. And let's see what else I got. I got a letter now. And, of course, again, my name is right on there. And then it has the imprinted signature of the whoever. And there it is on the back. The multiple means of response, as I boldly but easily predicted, because they're smart marketers, and hopefully you're a smart marketer, you're doing the same. Three choices how to respond. Mail your completed form, go to the website, or call. There you go. And then all, since, you know, if you're in a highly regulated industry, insurance, accounting, legal, medical, you got to have all the disclaimers and all the whatever in the small print. And here's the form. And my name is on it again. So they've printed my name on the form. I don't even have to fill that out. I just have to put in how much I want and whether I've used tobacco or nicotine in the past month. See what's on my mind? I've been seeing in the news all these people dying of heroin overdose. That's just amazing. When I was a kid, it was like the most heinous, unbelievable drug there was, like heroin. We were like, who would use heroin? Like, you know, it's only for the some really hardcore, but now apparently people, it's an epidemic. Anyway, that's piece number one and two. AARP now, I believe, understands I am once again a member, and I've discussed this before. AARP, they get $16 a month for me, right? That doesn't even pay for the cost of mailing stuff like this to me all the time. So why, what are they really thinking when I pay my $16 membership? They're thinking now we're going to sell them insurance. It's basically an insurance company. So I'm going to get pitched life insurance, car insurance, health insurance, you name it. I'm going to get pitched insurance over and over by AARP. And if there's something interesting, I will share it here. Piece number three. Look at this interesting size of a postcard. So this is about, what is it? About 4 by 11. 8.5 by 4. I bet it's 4 1/4 by 11. I bet this is 2 up. So you print these. Let's see how it took me a little while there. I bet you this is half vertical, half a page of paper. Yeah, that's what it is. See, this is half a piece of paper. And so it's printed 2 up. Called in direct mail world and printing world, they print, they just slice it down the middle. So you get, you print 1,000 of these, is really 500 pieces of cardstock. It's on heavy, glossy cardstock, 2 up. So it's an interesting size. That number one gets attention. What's this interesting long piece that's stranger than the others? Strange gets attention. Doesn't have to be better. I didn't say, oh, look at this thing. This is better than all the other pieces of mail in my mailbox today. I'm going to look at it. That's not how it works. The mind says, oh, this is different. I will look at it. If you want to get attention, be different. Don't have to sit there and struggle how to be better. Okay? Just think, how can I be different? This is one way. Just the look and feel and the size of your mailing. And then you see some things they're using here. First of all, this is the everyday direct mail, where it just says local customer. That's it. You're just mailing to everyone in a zip code. So they want to know if we're selling the home, and we want the alternative to paying a commission. Because why should we give somebody like $70,000 of our equity just for selling the home when they didn't pay the mortgage, the taxes, the anything? I mean, it's kind of crazy. So we love that he has a discounted fee, no upfront fee, blah, blah, blah. So here he has like, you know, that gets your attention selling a home. This means anyone who's not even thinking of selling a home probably in the next, I don't know, 6 or 9 months even throws this thing out. But even anyone that's thinking about it says, don't pay $6,000. Oh, that sounds good because that's the standard. What, in other words, you got a discounted flat fee. See, this is smart to mail to affluent homes, right? If you're mailing this to a, you know, condos, $150,000 condos in the city or whatever, flat fee is not nearly as desirable as to an affluent home. Someone in a $2 million home, for instance, sees don't pay 6% commission, and you can do the math. That's over six figures you're paying to the real estate agency, the company, the agency pays the marketing, all that stuff. It's not like this guy puts all that in his pocket. He's got expenses, but still, that's going out of your pocket. So to an affluent home, not paying 6%, paying a flat fee instead, very intriguing. I'm intrigued. Now I will read and see the benefits. He still puts you on the MLS. He still does whatever. Don't worry. He's done it for thousands of other homeowners, blah, blah, blah. You can see he's bleeding. This photo bleeds. That's when it goes right to the edge. It's called a bleed. He's not sitting there going, how can I make this look pretty? How can I center it properly? How can I, you know, get a lot of white space, make it readable? No, no, no. It's got a lot of small print. It's using every inch around is filled up with something. We got, again, multiple means of response. We got my website, my phone number to call. Again, don't pay 6%. He had, where is it? He had this logo made up. Don't pay. I'm terrible with this mirror. Camera here. Don't pay 6% commission with some small print around the side, which I will, if I'm interested, take out my glasses and read it. So don't think, oh, that prints out too small. I've got to make it really big and take up more room. No, you don't. I'll take out the glasses and I'll read it. My flat fee saves sellers thousands. Oh, it says it twice. So my flat fee saves sellers thousands. That's what it says in a little print around the circle. You might not even need glasses to read that. Then, of course, he's using the back. And on the back, what do you got? We talk about this all the time, right? What others say about you is 100 times more powerful than what you say about yourself. So he's got 3 testimonials from happy sellers. Rich sold our home in 2 days and we received 100% of our asking price, and we saved $5,600 in commissions. Boom! That's not crumbs. Even to Nancy, well, to Nancy Pelosi, that's probably still crumbs, but that's $5,000. And whatever, but it's $5,000. What's another one here? We saved $29,000 in commissions. Like, that's a really affluent multimillion-dollar home, right? And it sold in only 52 days for 98.5% of the asking price. Wow! Says Peter and Joel. Jody. Peter and Joel. Whatever. So use some testimonials on there. We are proud to have 482 homes sold and the most five-star reviews on Zillow.com. That's a specialized real estate website. No upfront fees. Here's the flat fee based on your home. I mean, all kinds of great information on here to get the call. This is not designed for someone to buy a house, not designed for someone to sign a contract. This can be used, again, by any professional, by an attorney, by a dentist, by a doctor, someone who just wants appointments, a consultant like me. You want appointments. I know that of X number of people, anyone comes on an appointment with me, like my 25K in 25 minutes guaranteed strategy session. You go to 25kin25.com. I read what you put in there. If it looks interesting and I think I can help, I get on the phone with you, and I guarantee that I will find you at least $25,000 in your pocket in your business in a 25-minute phone call. Now, after I help somebody to do that, and it's usually a lot more, then they either say, that's great, thank you very much, I'll go try and do that, or I'll hire someone to do that, or they say, gee, could you possibly help me do that? And I can get some clients from that. So we just want a phone call. So this is designed to get the phone call. I mean, I just got to call and find out, how does this work? I mean, I sell for top dollar, I sell it fast, and I have a massive savings in commission. If you're selling a house, what more do you want? You want to sell it fast, you want to sell it for top dollar, and you want to pay less commission. This is a beautiful illustration of the WOW strategy. Okay, he knows the target market. Affluent, wealthy home sellers of expensive homes want them to sell for top dollar, to sell fast, and they want a massive savings in commission, like this one in the middle, $29,000. Is that worth a phone call to find out? Then he's got some proof on here about how he's did it for these people here, and he sold 482 homes and counting over here. Got to give me all the information. All the information here except for what I need to know is, will he please do this for me? Well, for that, I got to call him or go to the website. So I like it. We're not selling our home, by the way. So, in fact, we don't own this home, which is one thing I will say about it, that when you do this mailing, they even go out to not the home. We're not the homeowner. We are renting. We're new here in Arizona, only been here 2 years. And they said, honey, we're coming down here, and first let's get the lay of the land and see what area we like or don't like or what we like about it. And besides, to look for a permanent home we're going to buy is a lot smarter and make more sense for us to do that when we're here full time than to like come down for a week and think, you know, we're under all this pressure to find our dream place. So we've been here a couple of years, and we just had a discussion today, in fact, about where we think we're going to go next and what we're looking for and whatever. So, you know, this comes to us though, because it comes to all the homes in this neighborhood. So that's the one, that's a drawback of using this Every Door Direct. However, it's so cheap to mail these out. I mean, I don't know, what's his flat fee? $29.95 to $89.95. For a $500,000 and up, it's $9,000. $9,000 for a $500,000 up. Commission on $500,000 home with 6% is $30,000. He's charging $9,000. It's $21,000 savings. I can do that math. So, but he's getting $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $9,000 per client. Is that worth mailing some of these out and have some people go, oh, that's silly, I'm not the homeowner? Whatever. That's direct mail, folks. You're looking for a 0.5%, a 1% response. You make a ton of money. You don't get discouraged that 99% of people throw it out. Who cares? Okay, next, piece number 4. Oh, do we have any questions, comments? Oh, you should have paid attention. Clayton McGee is here. Clayton McGee, awesome. You know, I was just thinking about you today. If you're still here, Clayton McGee. I did door-to-door sales in Philadelphia with Clayton McGee in, I believe, around 1993, 4, 5 maybe. And the Philadelphia Eagles that I see on the news just won the Super Bowl, and they're going crazy all over that town. And, man, that brought back the memories of you, Clayton, and the other folks that I did door-to-door sales with in Philly way back in the day. Those were the days, were they not? Jim is here. Phil is here. Nick is here. And Phil says, couldn't see the first envelope on my screen, but it looked like the stamp was applied by hand a wee bit tilted. which would be very smart. So the first piece, was that the membership card coming in the mail from Aflac? It's so long ago, I don't remember already. No. So the first piece was this pre-sorted, your membership cards are here. So it had to be the second piece. There it is. Oh, great point. I didn't point that out. Thank you so much, Phil. Isn't it great to have clients coming on here and helping the actual consultant, the client helping the you know, I always say, teaching is learning. So my student being smarter than me, I love. So here it is. This is a live stamp, and it is actually on here. And tilted, I don't know, slightly, you know, to tilt. But when Phil mentions the tilting, that means it shows it was applied by hand. Because, you know, your aunt or your grandma would write you a note and, you know, would throw the stamp on, and it's not going to come out perfectly straight. So they might make it so that the machine purposely puts these on a little bit crooked, but it actually looks like it's pretty straight. But it and the reason it might have a little tilt is because it might have been applied after the bulk of stuff was in it. So it might tilt a little because it's right on the line of the contents. If you can see this line was pretty much the contents, if you can see that fold on there. But anyway, live stamp, brilliant. Thank you for pointing that out, Phil. So it's my name is on it. My name is on it again, and a live stamp. This says open this. You want to, this is personalized. We took the time. We put a live stamp. It's not a pre-sorted, you're everybody, like another piece I'm going to show you. So thanks for pointing that out, Phil. Brilliant. Next one. I really like this. Has anyone gotten this? Because this is another one where curiosity is what you need. You just want to get the point of this postcard is to get the call or the visit to the website, the form filled out. That's it. It's one step at a time, folks. This is not to get me to buy lots of stuff from this company. And by the way, the WOW strategy is that irresistible offer. That irresistible offer that I just have to call. In this case, it's look what you'll find out just by calling. That's what's irresistible. Mine is you'll get at least one or two or three ideas that'll make you at least 25, 50, 100 grand in your business in 25 minutes on the phone with me. Is that worth a call? Is that worth going to 25kin25.com? A lot of people do it. Must be worth it. Okay, so here I have another everyday direct mail. Local customer, whoever you are, is getting this. But I've never seen this. Have other people seen this? Which do you prefer, Tide or All? Now, in my case, it's neither. See, now this is not – I don't suggest mailing this to an affluent area because we don't like either one of these. We use a very high-quality detergent because that's what affluent, high-quality – clients and prospects do, they use high-quality stuff. Even if it's something as silly as detergent, we don't want to buy the 69 cent or $5 or whatever this thing is. We want to buy the biodegradable, you know, whatever free, you know, doesn't have this and it's green and it's whatever and it's what, who knows. But we're not buying the plain stuff. So actually our answer is C, which means, again, we're one of the 99% people that doesn't respond. But a 1% response and you're rich with direct mail. You have a gold mine, depending on the size of your list. You have a big enough list that you can just keep, once you get that, you know you're getting that half of that 1%. You just keep mailing and mailing and just you're printing money. So what is this one all about? Check this out. This is get a free 12-month supply of Tide or All just for participating in the promotion. What? That just sounds crazy. You get a free 12-month sample. Call this toll-free number. Even the call is free. So the call is free. The postcard came free. And I get 12 months of detergent for free. There's only one question anyone could ask besides, can I get something better than this crap? But just let's just say I'm the average Walmart shopper American person, and I'm fine with Tide or All. It's free after all. But see, here's this goes to what I talked about last week, Throwback Thursday with Wally Amos. Giving out free chocolate chip cookies, getting people to say no. Why would someone say no to a free chocolate chip cookie? They're diabetic. They don't like chocolate. They don't like cookies. They're on a diet. Why would someone say no to a free year supply of detergent? Because we don't want Tide or All. Even if it's free, I wouldn't put this into my clothes with the chemicals or the way it's going to damage the fibers of my stupid red Hawaiian shirts. Who knows? Whatever. And clearly, I'm not the aficionado of the household on cleaning anything. But I believe that even my beautiful wife, Michelle, if I said, you know, would you rather, you know, we'll get you this all this stuff free, honey, she'd say, yeah, I don't care if it's free. free anyway because we just buy it. Like, you know, we don't consider the cost of detergent. It's a necessity. We just buy it. Like, you know, you know, send out some more direct mail, make some money, and then go buy your detergent. I'm not concerned with how much it costs or whatever. I'm concerned with, do I want to use it and wear around, you know, do I want to have chemicals on my body all the time that are in this crap? So considering anyone that would say, hey, you're kidding me, do I really get this stuff for free? There's only one question people could ask. I don't see anyone responding with it, so I will respond myself. What's the catch? That's the question. And when someone asks, what's the catch? You know you have succeeded in making an irresistible offer, the O in the WOW strategy, the offer that is irresistible because the question asked by the recipient is, that can't be true. That's not a question. Their exclamation is, that can't be true. The question is, what's the catch? They don't believe it. That's an irresistible offer. It's just too good to be true. I can't believe it. So I did read the fine print before I turned this on because I was like, what? But I still don't understand it. But again, that's partly what you want to do on a prospecting postcard like this. You want to be slightly confusing to get the call. You don't want to tell them every single thing, then they don't have to call. So if you have anybody at all, any decent script, and hopefully you write scripts for the people answering the phones, and you have a decent script, you just want the calls so that they turn the, I don't believe it, what's the catch, what kind of crap are you trying to peddle here, into a sale because you have a good script and someone to deliver it. And the better the script, the lower quality skill salesperson you need, right? So I implore you to pay more money to the copywriters, pay more attention if you do it yourself, write better copy, then you can hire anyone. Like in McDonald's, the copy is, do you want fries with that? And that makes an extra billions of dollars a year for the company. And anybody can deliver that because it's a great script, right? So here it says, look at that. You get a 12-month supply of Tide. It's based on 21 loads per month, so 256 loads in this sample. That is a load of laundry. And so here it is. You must call the phone number. It's not redeemable at retail locations, so don't even think. It's not even affiliated with Unilever or Procter & Gamble, who I assume are the companies that make this stuff. So it's some kind of marketing thing. That's after my own heart. So what are they doing? Here's the participation rules. No purchase required. You're kidding me. What's the catch? So I'll give it to you. Well, you must be 21. You must be married or head of household. I mean, there's in every household, there's someone who's the head of household, right? Subject to company rules and policies. That's legalese. They wouldn't mail this out if there were any other rules or policies that said you can't get it. And here's the catch. Callers will be asked to view a new product and complete a short questionnaire to receive the supply of Tide or all. That's it. So you have to be a homeowner, special offer for homeowners. You must be a homeowner, must be married, must be over 21. Offer, I love it. So now they have some triggers to get people to act. They have urgency and scarcity. Here they have urgency. Hurry while supplies last. But, you know, whatever. Doesn't mean anything. But then it says offer expires in 72 hours. Also doesn't mean anything. But I believe that a little more than just the hurry while supplies last. But they've got scarcity. Supplies are running out. Scarce. And then they have urgency. You have to hurry because you only got 72 hours. And maybe they know that they mailed this out and anyone in this zip code or this area code that calls has to call by whenever. It's probably more than 72 hours since I got this. If I got it last Tuesday or Wednesday, I guess I lose. However, must view a new product. Not sure what that means. Maybe means I have to go on to the internet, go to a website, look at a product. So I don't think it means they're sending it to me, but that'd be cool too. And complete a short questionnaire. They say short, and I've seen these and I've helped clients do them. These questionnaires can take 20 minutes to complete. And the information on there is pure gold. Okay, this marketing company is selling leads. That's what they're doing. So they're just generating married adult homeowners. That's all it is. So they're giving you a supply of this stuff, which costs pennies, actually. I mean, they have to get it from Tide or all, but it's water with a little bit of soap. So it's actually probably pretty cheap even to get it in bulk, but they got to ship it to you. Oh, no, I'm sure they ship you a coupon. So you have to go to the store and get it. So there's not a lot of shipping costs for them, but they're paying the store a certain amount, but they're buying your information. So you're telling them, they're going to ask you, you know, how soon are you thinking of buying a new car, buying new appliances? When are you thinking of doing a remodeling job? Would it be the kitchen? Would it be the basement? Would you get new garage doors? What are you thinking? Blah, blah, blah. And they will sell those leads to all kinds of suppliers, retail outlets, contractors, you name it, professionals. They'll ask, you know, are you happy with your dentist? When's the last time you've seen a lawyer? Do you have any, you know, have you slipped and fell? I mean, they'll ask whatever questions they want to sell your lead over and over and over. And companies will pay $20, $30, $40, $50, $100 per lead. So for the cost of sending you the 12 months, 12 coupons, basically, that they have to pay a few bucks to redeem each one. So if let's say that this thing costs $5. Let's say it costs $10. I don't know anything about the church. My mom, who won on The Price is Right in 1960, I am not my mom, although she did study for that show, I'm told. I was 6 months old at the time, but my mom and dad tell the story forever about how much studying they did together to study all the prices of everything, and she won on the show and won lots of stuff. But I don't even know what the prices of a Tide or a all detergent is, a gallon or whatever this is. $5, ten. Let's just say $10. So they have to probably pay Tide or all. I don't know. Phil's here. What do they got to pay? $2? Phil is saying the Tide all thing might be aimed at creating a list that can be marketed to for other stuff. Once again, the brilliant Phil Brakesfield. Brilliant. Again, that is exactly right. They could care less about whether you buy Tide or all again. Again, it's not affiliated with Unilever or Procter & Gamble. They're buying your information. You have to fill out the questionnaire. That's the catch. But someone would say, hey, for 20 minutes or half, let's say it takes half an hour because it says short questionnaire, but it's going to take you half an hour. So you're investing half an hour to get a year's worth of detergent. Again, if you put this stuff in your clothes, you use this stuff, which a lot of people do, is it worth half an hour to get a year's supply? I'm guessing that's what is known as an irresistible offer. So not technically, it's free in financial terms, but of course, time is money. Time is more valuable than money. You can't get time back and get all the money you want. It's all out there. It's flowing at all times. You just dip in and get some of it. Offer something of value like this and get some of it. Say, I got a lead, Mr. Contractor. They're a homeowner, 21, married. They say they want to do a kitchen remodeling in the next 30 days. Do you want to buy that lead for $50? You sell it to five different kitchen remodelers. You make $250 from selling a postcard and making a deal with Tide or all to pay them $2 a month for every coupon redeemed. So maybe $25 it costs you. So for $25, you're buying enough information to sell for thousands of dollars over and over. That's how it's done, folks. Brilliant lead gen strategy. Rafael is here. Great to see you, if I pronounce that right. If not, I apologize. And Phil says, oops, asked and answered. You're on. Oh, my goodness. Don't apologize to me. First of all, it's probably that I didn't read it quick enough. But second of all, you're brilliant to see that that's what it is. And even more brilliant, of course, if you actually do this stuff, folks. Find out something. This is the wow strategy. Find your target market, whoever it is. In this case, it's adult homeowners, 21 years or older, married, and only for homeowners. So that's their target market. When married people, adults, own a home. We don't own this home right now, but homeowners who are married and adults spend a lot of money and a lot of stuff. And undoubtedly, there's demographic questions on here. What's your age? So they also know that adult homeowners married from the age of 20 to 30 buy different things than those 50 to 60 years old, right? So the 20 to 30, you can also sell them all kinds of baby stuff and furniture and life insurance. And who knows what is going on for the younger kids. I can't even remember being that young. But at my age, they're buying more like vacations and maybe, I don't know, what do we buy? Play golf? You know, maybe nicer cars, but that also depends on, you'll have to answer a question about your household income and so forth, and they'll make a killing off of that. And so that's another piece. And then the final one for today, piece number five, is this one that came in the mailbox, and I thought somebody had just put it in the mailbox till I turned it over and saw that it is, in fact, again, pre-sorted. Where's the camera? Pre-sorted. Okay, so now this one is to this is the actual owner of the home, so I won't put their name on there. So you know, but this is the actual homeowner. They live up in Colorado, or current resident. That's us, current resident. And let's see what it says. It says, good afternoon. My team, it's from Renewal by Anderson Window Replacement Company. Big mistake on here, no headline. I mean, name of and logo is the headline. Like, they could have had a headline. And I'll leave it up to the viewers how easily we'll pull the headline out of this copy. Because that's how you do it, folks, by the way. When you're writing the copy, you don't write the headline first and then write the supporting copy. You write all the copy. Then you pull something out, the number one attention getter, and you use that for the headline. The biggest benefit a lot of times, biggest curiosity factor, something that's big news, anything that'll get their attention. So here it says, good afternoon. First mistake, like, why, you know, why afternoon? It's night. It's 7 o'clock p.m. here. So I'm reading this. It's good evening. But anyway, my team recently completed a project near your home. Since we noticed that many homes in the area are the same age, I'd like to offer you a neighborhood discount on replacing your windows or patio doors. If you'd like us to work up a price, call to schedule your free window diagnosis. Receive this special offer when you call today. $257 off per window, $853 off patio doors, financing available. All kinds of good stuff there. So, and then it's signed, although it's a printed signature. You know, and I can't even tell. This could be, you can usually tell if it's indented by looking on the other side. And I don't see an indentation, but it's kind of heavy paper. It'd be smart if these were actually handwritten, but I think this is handwriting font. It is printed on there, the name and this PS thing and handwriting, which says, to get the neighborhood discount, please call my office today and the phone number. And his phone number was above here anyway, under his signature printed, but now they put it again in this handwriting, so it seems more personal. And so the irresistible offer here, one thing is he's using odd numbers. So you might wonder, what's with the $853 off patio doors? It's an attention-getting device. $853 gets my attention because it makes me go, did I read that right? Did I see that? I got to put on my glasses. They're already on in this case, but 853. Why 853? And I'm thinking all about the number. If he would have just said $800 off patio doors, would have gone in one ear and out the other. Oh, $800 off. Or even 900. So, let me use that illustration. He could have cost him more money to say $900 off, would have had less effect because it would have gone in one ear and out the next. 853, I almost got a call and asked, why 853? Again, this is only for one purpose, to get the call. This is not to have someone go to a website, fill out a form, put in the credit card. This is not to sell windows. This is just a step to get the call. And then if you're smart, you back this up with a very effective sales script. So when someone calls, your receptionist, your secretary, yourself, whoever answers his phone, or Joe himself is reading a very effective script that gets someone to go from, why is it 853? Why is it 257 per window? Or, which home near me did you do the job? That's my number one question. My skepticism is, and we live in more skeptical times than ever, folks. Always remember that in your marketing. Okay, no one trusts anyone anymore. We don't trust the most trusted institutions there are. We don't trust the media. We don't trust newspapers, TV. We don't trust our government, Congress, president, the FBI, the DOJ, whatever. We don't trust nobody. So they certainly don't trust you. I certainly don't trust Joe Kokin, the general manager of Renewal by Anderson of Greater Phoenix. I don't trust this guy. When he says my team recently completed a project near your home, I don't believe him. This is where, going back to an earlier piece using variable printing, this is where he would have used it. And he would have said, my team recently completed a project near your home at 437 Main Street in whatever town you're in. Then I would have believed it a lot more, especially if he gone really overboard and put a picture of the home and a blurb underneath of, like, we're so happy, signed the Jones family of 837 Main Street or whatever address I just gave. So I don't believe that he did a project near my home. I would have believed it more without this on the back. I really thought this is smart. This is a window company, actually was in the neighborhood doing windows, and they told their guys, before you come back to the office, I want you to go around and drop off 20 of these flyers. But I want you to handwrite on there. This is where the handwriting would come, and it would say, it would have a blank space up here. This is how I do it with my clients. I say, we recently completed a project at blank. You don't have to say near my home. You just have to say blank. I know what streets are near my home. So you say at blank, and you have the guy, or before they go out, you have someone from your office before you send out your crew to go put the windows in, you go, hang on. Well, Jones family, 132 Main Street, you have her write that for him 20 times on these sheets. Then they hand it. Okay, here, Mo, Larry, and Curly, go do the window job. And when you're done, don't come back till you handed these 20, put these 20 flyers into doorways. Don't be careful. Technically, legally, you can't put them in the mailbox. That is a federal offense. I don't know if it's a felony or whatever. You can't. It's tampering with U.S. mail. You can't open someone else's mailbox. But you can put these in doors, under the door mats. You can put it in a plastic thing, a door hanger. Hanging on the door, and put these in the 10 or 20 homes or whatever you say to your guys. I thought that's what they did. I was like, smart guerrilla marketing tactic there. Unfortunately, first I see it was mailed, so I don't believe it was delivered, and then I don't see an actual address in my neighborhood. So I don't actually believe it's in my homes. Now, that what they've knocked down the credibility a little bit, big mistake, because you start out, if you start out at zero, or maybe because you're renewal by Anderson, you have a few points on the credibility meter, the credimometer. But you knock it down a few points by the BS of we were in your area when you're mailing this from Tempe, Arizona, which is half an hour from where I live. So you knock down the credibility that you actually were in my area. If you would have put this in a door hanger and physically delivered it, man, your credibility would have gone way up if you had the actual address on there with the family name. And it was way up. It helps to get the call. Fair enough. What do we got here? Lincoln is here. Chris Bell is here. Vince Palko is here. Great to see you. Vince is the, what do you call yourself, Vince? The godfather of ads, or is that old? Now it's ad tunes. So you ever see these cartoon drawings of, you know, on the TV commercials or on websites? You go see Vince Palko. He's the one that does those. He's a master at it. If you ever see go to my Facebook page, The Local Business Rainmaker, Vince Palko did the little cartoon of me as the local business rainmaker. Cartoons now, right. He is the genius of cartoons, marketing cartoons, folks. I'm not talking about, you know, Lucy pulled the football out from Snoopy, although, of course, he can do that too. But he creates cartoons that sell. Go see Vince Palko. And Lindsay is here. Great seeing you. I am too kind. Everyone knows it's very rare. Some people sometimes try and call me nice or kind, but people that know me well know, and you do, Vince, that I'm a no BS guy. I'm not kind. I'm straight talk Steve, and I tell it like it is. Go see Vince if you want to make money with cartoons and automated drawings. I guess that's cartoons in your marketing. And Phil says, would have been kind of cool to put the address inside a graphic that looks like a window. Yeah, of course. That's brilliant. And now I'm thinking back to the first piece I shared with the windowed envelope. But this is a window company, and even right, they could have done so much more. I mean, there's something to be said for it being plain because it looks real, like a letter your uncle would write to you. But as long as they're putting the name of the company up there, yeah, it'd be kind of cool if this, you know, name was in something that looked like a window or a patio door, or they would have used this page for testimonials and whatever, and I didn't even read whatever this legalese gobbledygook is on the bottom. Offer not available in all areas, discount applied by retail. This is hurting the thing even more, right? This renewal by Anderson or Greater Phoenix is independently owned and operated. But it's not available in all areas. Discount applied by retailer rep at time of contract execution applies to purchase of three or more windows and or patio doors. Discount applies only to lowest price window and or door products and purchase cannot be combined with other offers. No payments and deferred interest are 12 months available to well-qualified. Well, that's good. Not all customers may qualify. Higher rates may apply if you have lower credit rate. There's a lot of gobbledygook, legal mumbo jumbo. I feel bad for anyone that has to include this or even feels they have to include this. I personally do not feel that if this was my client, this window guy, he would have to include any of this crap. Like, I'm making you a personal offer. I'm dropping this piece of paper off, this flyer, in a door hanger because I was down the street doing a job and you saw my truck and I wrote the address in here and I have a neighborhood discount because it's a 3-day job. It's a 2.5-day job. And so we're going to be back in this area anyway. And if you can save us all that time and the trip charge and whatever, we're passing on that. I'd have a reason why. Whenever you do a discount, see, I got off track here and didn't finish. Whenever you do a discount, you want to use what we call a reason why. In the world of direct mail marketing or any marketing, you give a reason why for the discount. If you just say 257 off per window, the response could be, what's wrong with it? Or because it's an old window or it's an out-of-style window or it has to be only an inferior window or because you're so desperate to sell them, no one's buying them? Like, what's wrong here? So you want to give a reason why and say, that's the neighborhood discount because you're saving us the travel because we're in that neighborhood. If we could do three jobs in one day, you know, I'm dropping off 20 of these flyers because I know that'll get me three jobs. If I could do three jobs in one day, that saves me all that time and all that gas, and I pass that savings on directly to you with a savings of $253 per window. Take it or leave it, and there's no deadline on here either. There's another saying in marketing. I'll leave it at that and let you go back to whatever you're doing in your day or night. I'll leave it with, we have a saying in direct mail or any kind of marketing, no deadline, no offer. So it doesn't matter how irresistible offer, that's the O in the WOW strategy, you think this offer is. Without a deadline, it's not an offer at all, right? There's no deadline here. Well, receive this special offer when you call today. I guess that implies that it's for today only. Anyone believe that? I mean, I don't know when this arrived, sometime in the past week, and my beautiful wife Michelle knows, you know, put this aside, or actually puts everything aside, but like, you know, once in a while she'll say, this is a good one for you to show on Direct Mail Monday. I'm like, this is a good one. And again, I just thought it wasn't mailed, but I'm like, I'll show it anyway. It was just put into the mailbox. No, it was mailed, but see the special when you call today. Anyone think? I mean, I could call right now. Here's a phone. If I called right now, they wouldn't run out tomorrow and take my money. Like, so there's no deadline here. Therefore, there's no offer. I can call anytime. So this goes aside, and I say I'll get to that. And we all know what happens with the pile of stuff that you say to get to. Guess what? Tomorrow, along comes an offer from another window guy with $258 off per window. Well, it's insignificant, but $300 off per window or whatever, and plus some bonuses. Plus, I'll add in a free whatever and a free something, and I'll wash your car, or I'll clean your gutters while I'm out there, or I'll do whatever, and I'll something, blah, blah, blah. Something, just a much better offer. And it says, but that's today only. You have to call by today and the date on it and the deadline, or by this Friday or whatever and the date. Well, now you got something I'll respond to, and I've forgotten all about Mr. Renewal by Anderson thing that went on the pile while I was still trying to, you know, figure out if I believe anything the guy says, because I have to tell you, I don't. Okay, when it starts out with what I consider BS, that I was in your neighborhood and did a job, and it was in the mail to me, already lost all credibility, and I'm out. So that's just my feelings on that. And that's it. I don't see any other questions, comments, concern. That was five pieces I went over today. If you want a free critique of your piece, mail it to me. Okay, my address is on my website, stevecypress.com. Go there, and there's the address. Mail it to me. I'll give you a free critique. If you want a free consultation, I can't do them for everybody. I get overloaded with them. But go to 25kin25.com, and you can apply to get a free consultation with me. I guarantee to give you enough strategies, tactics, ideas, concepts, things you can do immediately to work to bring in at least $25,000 or more to your business. And in 25 minutes on the phone. So that's it for Direct Mail Monday. Thanks, everyone, for being here today live, watching on the replay. I will be back tomorrow with Topical Tuesday. And I might change my mind, but I thought over the weekend what I would talk about tomorrow. And if I don't change my mind, it's going to have some fun, and it's going to have some punch and some meaning to it. And I'll be back to teach you something, a business lesson based on something that is topical, that is in the news, and I'll do that tomorrow on Topical Tuesday. So thanks for being here today, everyone. Thanks, everyone, for the input also, Phil and everyone else, and I'll be back tomorrow. Catch you then. Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.